It's Tuesday, January the 24th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Brian High's new football coach is ready to hit the ground running. 59-year-old Ross Rogers is returning to the sideline after a five-year hiatus, and he has his batteries recharged.
Yeah, you know, rested up. I told Dr. Wallace, you're going to get the best of me. You know, it's been fun going to the field houses and visiting with coaches all over the state. Always on the chalkboard, always visiting, and watching it from a different perspective, you know. So this couldn't be any better way I want to finish my career. I enjoyed Riddell. Was super to me. It was a great thing. I learned a little bit more about the computer that I didn't know a whole lot about. And certainly I was, chief bottle washer and CEO of East Central Texas, I call myself. But this is what I've always wanted to do. I don't know if I was born to do it, but I was born in it. And that's all I've always been around. And found out I wasn't a very good golfer and wasn't a very good fisherman and hunter, so...
The Bryan ISD School Board unanimously voted Rogers as the fourth Viking football coach since Merrill Green retired after 20 years. Rogers spent 12 seasons as head coach and AD across town at A&M Consolidated, but said that before that, he had his eye on Bryan High.
I thought about this job when I was 27, 28, 29, and it just didn't come around. And you know, when I came to College Station, it wasn't my dream job. This was my dream job. And so at 59 years old, I've got my dream job, and I'm excited.
Rogers' consolidated teams won 103 games in 12 years and won the 1991 4A state title. In 2000, he started the football program at Harker Heights and took them to the playoffs his last six seasons there. BISD Athletic Director Harry Francis says that Rogers will bring energy to the entire athletic program.
You know, you look at his track record, Ross has never been one to want to wait for success. So his idea is to try to get it going immediately. And that's experience he brings to the table. And so much of today's culture in high school athletics isn't just the football field. It's across the board winning. And that's what I like in just about every place Ross has been. It's just not the football team that wins. But he's found a way to help that particular staff to grow and develop, to get all the kids engaged in all the sports.
Rogers' consolidated teams won 103 games in 12 years and won the 1991 4A state title. In 2000, he started the football program at Harker Heights and took them to the playoffs his last six seasons there. Since leaving the sideline after the 2006 season, he's been a sales rep for Riddell Equipment. Hall of Famer Ross Rogers, the new coach at Merrill Green Stadium. It'll show up on the season results as a 10-point loss to Kansas, but the Aggies showed up at Allen Fieldhouse last night big time and forced the 5th-ranked Jayhawks into a mighty battle for their 17th straight home win. Kansas won at 64-54. It looked like it would be a blowout early when KU got out to an 11-0 lead, but the Aggies outscored Kansas 28-12 in the next 10 minutes of the first half to lead by five. They led by two at halftime. After the game, here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
Our guys competed, but we gave ourselves an opportunity to win. But Thomas Robinson and their length and their free throw shooting was a big key on them getting the win. But I'm really proud of the effort that our guys gave, and I thought we executed our game plan about as well as we could.
Jayhawks didn't begin to take control until a 13-5 run midway through the second half as A&M was held to one field goal in a 7.5-minute span, and Kansas got a 10-point lead with 4:41 left. Playing without top shooter Chris Middleton, the Aggies were led by Elston Turner with a career-high 24 points.
Just staying composed. We've been in that position before, and we just trusted each other and competed. And when you do that, you know, it gives yourself a great chance to win.
The Aggies fall to 2-5 in the Big 12 as they will next host Oklahoma State Saturday at 3 o'clock. 14th-ranked A&M women will be at Stillwater tonight to play Oklahoma State at 7. We will broadcast the game on 11:50 a.m. The Zone starting at 6:45. It's Tuesday, so that means a lot of high school basketball tonight. It's Chapter 2 of the Crosstown Showdown as the Consol boys will host Bryan at 7 and the Bryan girls will host Consol at 7. Consol won both games the first go-around. Rudder boys will host Hutto. The Lady Rangers are at Hutto at 7. Also, Allen Academy boys and girls are at Brazos Valley Homeschool. Brazos Christian boys and girls are at Anderson Shiro. And the St. Joseph Eagles will host the core school. Former Texas A&M football coach Mike Sherman is getting a second interview with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the head coaching job there, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Sherman is also reportedly a candidate for the Miami offensive coordinator's job under new head coach Joe Philbin. Yesterday, Oregon coach Chip Kelly turned down the Tampa Bay job to stay with the Ducks. Former Penn State coach Joe Paterno will be buried Wednesday, and his family has scheduled 3 days of public memorial events this week. Paterno died Sunday at age 85, less than 3 months after being diagnosed with lung cancer. In a scheduled release by a family spokesman, the first public viewing will be held today on the Penn State campus. Two more viewings will take place Wednesday, with the memorial service set for Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Jordan Center, the basketball arena next to Beaver Stadium. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is headed to Hawaii. The Carolina signal caller, the number one overall selection in the 2011 draft and the Heisman Trophy winner last year, has been added to the NFC Pro Bowl squad in place of New York's Eli Manning, who's headed to the Super Bowl. And it was reported almost 2 weeks ago, and yesterday football coach Kevin Sumlin made it official that Marcell Yates is A&M's new co-defensive coordinator and secondary coach. Yates has been at Boise State the last 9 years and played for the Broncos. He was one of those coaches retained by Chris Peterson when he took over at Boise for Dan Hawkins. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.